to the House of Brick podcast. I am Bob Lindquist. The intent of this podcast is to share, educate, and advise listeners on best practices for business-critical database platforms and related technologies. Today, we are joined by Nathan Biggs, our CEO, and John Grange, our CTO. Nathan, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Bob.
John, appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
House of Brick merged with Ops Compass. It's almost 2 years ago now. And as I've worked with a lot of clients and partners, I don't want to say it's been confusion, but maybe it's been a little unclear about, is House of Brick still House of Brick? What does House of Brick do now? What's this Ops Compass product? Nathan, can you kind of talk us through since that merger, give us an update on the branding of House of Brick Consulting and Ops Compass product lines? And John, feel free to jump in as well. Nathan?
Well, yeah, thanks, Bob. It might be helpful to talk a little bit about the reasons that we at House of Brick were interested in Ops Compass. So at House of Brick, we were doing a lot of work with clients all around the world, helping them with cloud migrations, helping them with private cloud infrastructures, and specifically around enterprise applications and databases, Oracle and SQL Server in particular. And we had started to develop some tools and some capabilities that helped our clients to stay in compliance with their licensing and to stay in compliance with cloud best practices and things like that. But House of Brick was not a software development shop. We didn't have developers. We had consultants. And so this intellectual property that we had developed was fantastic, but it was rough. It wasn't productized. And so what we were looking for is an opportunity to align with somebody that had strong product development capabilities and somebody that could help us take that captured expertise that we had and put it into a product solution so that we could scale it much bigger than we had done before. So that's when we were lucky to start talking to a good friend of ours here in the Omaha area, Manny Covedo. And Manny and John had started this company, Ops Compass, really focused on the cloud, focused on product development, and they were looking for perhaps some professional and managed services to complement what they were doing. So it really just made sense to bring the two companies together and to leverage each other. So what we've done since then, House of Brick is not going away. The brand is not going away. But the way that we're aligning the branding, the discussion now is that House of Brick remains a solution company. But unlike the old House of Brick, we're not just a consulting company. We're a solution company with consulting, managed services, as well as product services, SaaS product solutions. And so the SaaS product that we have is Ops Compass. Ops Compass is our product brand, and it's one that is well known worldwide now. And so we're really fortunate to bring together two very strong brands, two very strong companies, and provide really some cutting edge and innovative solutions to our customers worldwide.
Very good. So what I'm hearing is House of Brick continues to offer the expertise around database platforms, around licensing architecture, but is going to be kind of that solutions group where we'll also have Ops Compass, which is going to be our product, our SaaS offering, which will allow us to automate a lot of that intellectual property and expertise House of Brick has done and provide that as consulting and software.
It's really about solving problems. It's about, you know, our customers have challenges, they have goals and objectives. And just like House of Brick and Ops Compass were both founded to do, we want to solve customer problems. We want to give them solutions that enable what they're trying to achieve. And so it's really about, you know, not so much what we offer as to how we solve problems and challenges for our customers.
Going back to the why, you know, Ops Compass and House of Brick came together. Another thing that I think is very germane to what we're talking about today and what many customers are dealing with today is Ops Compass went to market originally with a product that was intended for essentially cloud native, the most mature cloud users. You know, being able to detect configuration drift and do compliance on the fly for cloud native services, all that stuff, which is great. But, you know, it's 2018, 2019. A lot of customers, you know, the vast majority of the market is not in kind of that top 5% of maturity. And what Ops Compass really needed was the ability to help customers at a variety of phases of cloud adoption and not just be able to not just be targeting kind of the top cloud users in the world. And then you fast forward to today, I think what we're seeing is that, you know, there might be more, there's definitely more top end cloud users than there used to be, but the vast majority of the market is still at sort of varying levels of cloud adoption, maybe even just getting started.
Right. And on that cloud adoption, so the tool set that Ops Compass brings in terms of cloud operations, cloud posture management, how has, since you helped to design it, John, how has that evolved? And then maybe Nathan can jump in on some of the license management features. What's been that evolution over the years?
In some ways it's kind of all stayed very similar or the same. And in some ways it's changed drastically. Like the original idea, the original problem we were trying to solve was really around cloud visibility. It was this idea that enterprise IT departments largely figure out what's going on through logs. And in this thing in the cloud, people have access in different ways and logs don't tell you as much. So there was this sort of need to have visibility into your configuration state. That's still very much the case, but there's all sorts of new dynamics now. Like, you know, multi-cloud is something that we see in most enterprise customers.
Right.
That wasn't as big of a deal at that point in time. Hybrid cloud environments, hybrid cloud environments where customers are still running significant workloads on-prem, they're also running environments in the cloud, but they're not just running IaaS in the cloud and IaaS on-prem. They're starting to kind of weave in cloud native and other kind of container strategies. So these environments in a lot of ways are a lot more complex. There's more tools and more ways for customers to handle those things, but then that just means, you know, there's more things that they need help with. So we've kept that similar strain the whole way of really wanting to provide customers through our software with that kind of visibility and intelligence that they need to sort of make sound decisions through the whole cloud adoption lifecycle.
And I think moving forward, we're kind of looking, and Nathan, maybe I'm borrowing your model here, but Ops Compass is a cloud intelligence platform. Is that kind of how we're positioning this, whether it's the cloud operations itself, the license management?
Yeah, I think the word platform is important to emphasize. If you look at Ops Compass as just a collection of tools, then perhaps we're just looking at scattered problems. But when we bring the whole platform together and we talk to customers about, you know, what are all of the challenges that you face in a cloud journey, whether that's a private, hybrid, or public cloud journey, what are the challenges that you could face? We came to almost a fork in the road. We could do what most other companies do and say, we'll just report on what you have going on. We'll report on the licenses you own for your software like Oracle or Microsoft. We'll tell you what software you're using. We'll tell you, you know, what inventory you have in the cloud. We'll tell you if you've had you know, a security breach. We'll try and report on that. What we try and do with the intelligence platform from Ops Compass is we try and be proactive, and we try and help customers anticipate problems before they become problems. So what that means is, with licensing of Oracle or Microsoft licenses, we're not just saying, here's what you own and here's what you're running. We say, here's what you own and here's what you're running, and here are some things that you're doing that might lead to a multi-million dollar compliance problem,
right,
in an Oracle audit. With the cloud inventory, we can say, here's your cloud inventory, but we're watching the configurations and we see that things are starting to drift. And if you don't do something about it, then you could be you could have some severe cost overruns, or you could open up some security vulnerabilities. And so we try and anticipate problems, and that's the disruptive nature of Ops Compass. we're really disrupting the old guard of cloud management, and we're being proactive and saying to our customers, here are the problems that may come up if you stay on the current path that you're on.
Right.
If you don't do something, then you may experience some dramatic costs that you didn't anticipate. You may experience a security event because of these vulnerabilities that are starting to crop up. So we're trying to help customers avoid these by being proactive and providing intelligence rather than just data.
Right. So let's talk about how our services and our tools help our clients. I know I have one in particular. We've been engaged with them for almost 3 or 4 years now. Originally, I think, Nathan, it was because of an audit. They're running Oracle on VMware, misunderstood how to properly deploy Oracle, manage how VMs moved, a lot of the things I think our tools can help. Currently, we now, because their hardware has become end of life, we're going to get them off of their Oracle hardware and look at moving to cloud, in this case, AWS. And this is an international organization, so they have data centers everywhere. And if you look at a client like this and an Oracle customer in this use case where they've been challenged with licensing and compliance in the past, they're moving off onto a public cloud platform, which creates all sorts of multi-tenancy questions. There's cloud policies, there's, you know, all different ways they might be able to deploy. And Nathan, I'll start with you. How do our services and our product, how do we help customers like this who've been audited, who need to be compliant in their migration, and really are just going all in on cloud?
Well, I guess one of the main values that customers get from working with House of Brick and with Ops Compass, using Ops Compass platform and solutions, is that like I was talking about earlier, we help them anticipate what the problems may be. One of the things that people appreciate from us is we help them to discover what's true and what might be some confusion out there about cloud migration. That confusion may be intentional or surreptitious. It may be just, things that people thought that they understood that really they need a clear understanding on. But when it comes to things like licensing Oracle in AWS, sometimes people say, well, I've heard that it costs twice as much to run Oracle in AWS, and so I'm really leery about that.
Right.
Well, there may be some truthful elements to that statement, but it's not a statement. The statement in whole is not true if we do the migration correctly. And so that's where our professional services come into play. We try and get through the confusion and help people understand the truth and architect a cloud migration strategy that does not include doubling of costs. Many, if not most of the times, we're actually maintaining costs or reducing costs by migrating into the cloud. And so really, we've had a lot of success in helping customers to get the truth of what some of the challenges will be, and then carefully and intentionally map out a strategy. And then we have the tools in our platform to be able to migrate them to the cloud, and then also manage the cloud in a compliant and an effective way. So it's important that the before, during, and after migration are all considered. You can't just take one piece and say, well, I'm only going to focus on cloud migration. Well, what about when you get there? What are we doing to help maintain compliance? What are we doing to help maintain the cost effectiveness to ensure that our customers are getting the benefit that they were promised of the cloud? So it's right. Really about helping the customers through the whole journey, not just a selected piece of it.
Yeah, the way I see it, we're helping with optimized and compliant migrations based on real world options. A lot of Oracle customers and many of our other clients get confused about what those options are. John, we met with one of my clients last week about how Ops Compass can help them in a migration like we're discussing. They seem to have a lot of different tools already, and AWS provides some native tools. maybe using that client as a reference or just in general, how do clients need to think about Ops Compass tools and how they help? Nathan's called it the intelligence platform. How should clients understand how Ops Compass can help them in these cloud migrations?
Sure. I mean, you know, I think that a big part of it is, you know, I talked about visibility and intelligence being a core tenet of the product before. And so a big piece of it is providing that single source of truth as to what you actually have in your cloud. A lot of times during a migration, you're dealing with different consultants that have access and different things going on. In the cloud, customers are rarely very certain what's actually out there and what actually happened. The other thing is if you think about these hyperscaler clouds, AWS and Azure and GCP, they have to build the platforms, including their governance and security and management tools. They have to build it to meet the needs of everybody. It has to work for the small startup with two people that's just getting going the same way it needs to work for Coca-Cola or General Electric. And what that means is a lot of these things are highly, highly, highly configurable. So I think if I'm recalling the customer correctly that you're referring to, one of the things that they did is work with some consultants and started to integrate and implement native tools. And, you know, there's between the skills and sometimes the skills gap internally and just how things work, it took months to get these things implemented to do something very basic, like have an inventory of what we have, not even touching on more exotic things like continuous compliance assessment and things like that. So one of the things with Ops Compass, when we say we help you move to the cloud faster, it's not like we did not develop a technology where we're streaming your bits
right
from your data center to the cloud faster over the internet. But what you are able to do is get in there and focus on the workload, because a lot of those kind of basic visibility and management things you need are there within the first 15 minutes of connecting up Ops Compass.
Yeah. Once the customer knows what they really have or can have, they can make more informed decisions, and decisions lead to action, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
I think it's important to maybe reiterate a little bit that, of course, we help customers migrate to the cloud. Of course, we help with that process and avoiding the problems and the pitfalls. Whether that's with vendor licensing, whether that's with security, whatever. But it's really important that we don't just drop the customer off at the curb and say, okay, you're migrated, now we're done. And that's why the Ops Compass platform helps during the migration, before the migration, during the migration, and then after, to help make sure that we're monitoring and assuring the promise of the benefit that they were anticipating. So it's, you know, we don't just drop customers off at the cloud. Once we get them there, then we're helping to monitor and manage and make sure they're getting that value that they were hoping for.
Right. And that's on one last part with one of these clients, and we're seeing this across a spectrum of Oracle customers. AWS is driving a lot of this with their database freedom initiatives and so forth, is getting customers off Oracle to maybe a cloud native platform. The client we're working with is getting off that Oracle hardware, getting into AWS, and then once up there, they've lifted and shifted, quote unquote, or moved to manage to RDS. They're going to then refactor their application and move Oracle off to another platform. So Nathan, to your point, we not only just take them to the cloud, but we'll help them in whatever journey once they're in the cloud. It could be getting them off Oracle, getting off Oracle compliantly, right? Making sure that our license manager tool is helping them there. So we can take them end to end and ongoing, including the managed services we have at House of Brick.
It's all about managing risk. It's all about controlling cost while getting the value that you anticipate. So if we're helping to manage the customer's risk profile, if we're helping to control costs, if we're helping them to save money, all while getting the benefits of the cloud that they hope for. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're shooting for with our cloud intelligence platform. And so for some customers, it's possible to move off of Oracle onto another database platform. For others, it's not. And so we need to be there wherever the customer is in their journey. We need to be there to help the customer with what they want to do, help them to discover new things that they might not have considered before, and then, you know, help them with the right journey that makes sure that they get what they were investing in.
John, any other last thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, in some respects, you know, kind of when your first workload gets into the cloud, everything's just started. You know, a lot of times customers feel like they just, you know, accomplish this huge goal. And like to Nathan's point, you don't want to just get dropped off at the curb because the fun really just started. Cloud has a kind of a gravity to it, right? Like these services are open. It's really, really affordable to put data there and connect it up to other platforms and tools. So once that first workload is in the cloud or a major workload gets moved into the cloud, it's things tend to follow. And that sort of that scale becomes the problem that companies have to deal with, because that scale is what starts to muddy the waters and allow you to not see that you've upgraded your SKU sizes on your EC2 instances three different times in the last 6 months, and not see that, oh wow, we're using serverless container service on EKS, we're using Fargate. IT didn't even know about that. These things start to come up, and that's where having that continuous process of having visibility, assessing how you're doing against benchmarks, you know, understanding the way your cloud's changing, all that stuff becomes actually much more important kind of once you get there and it starts to happen to you. You don't have as much control over it as you did before you got there.
Yeah, to borrow a term, I don't know if you've used it, but we're introducing, or the cloud, public cloud is introducing hyperscale sprawl, right?
Yes.
And we can help manage that.
It's many of the same problems that we had before, but I just don't, yeah, you're right. There's a multiplier effect on way more people have access. There's more degrees of freedom by which things can change. There's just more you can do, and it's a multiplier. We've always had to deal with drift of configurations and data center sprawl, but this is just orders of magnitude kind of bigger and kind of happens at a velocity that's just a lot different than we were used to before.
Right. Well, in summary, what I've heard here today is House of Brick is part of the Ops Compass family. House of Brick Consulting helps solve customer problems with our Ops Compass tools, helping as a cloud intelligence platform to help customers understand their cloud configuration state. I think some of the other keys, I've heard truth and facts mentioned quite a bit. So while we provide intelligence, we're also helping with real-world options, giving customers choice on their cloud and on their database platforms. And I think one of the ways I look at it in closing is we'll help with the day zero planning. We can also do the day one migration, but in particular, we're going to be there on day two operations once they're there and continue to give them real-world options. Is that fair, Nathan?
It is, yep. Well said.
John, any other last thoughts?
No, I think it's exactly it.
Great. Well, we've come to the end of the House of Brick Partner Podcast. Nathan, appreciate your time here with us. John, thank you as well.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, John.
For more information on this and other topics, please visit houseofbrick.com. Thanks for listening.